Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, look, I'm seeing mixed reviews of the weekend's efforts.
I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah.
He's no Lady Gaga, though.
No, and that's what I've heard. Because she really set the bar high with the floating piano. And
No one wants to perform after Lady Gaga. No.
I thought the clips I saw looked pretty good.
It was. It was excellent. But it's just like once you've seen Lady Gaga, you can't unsee it and no one else compares.
And also, like, I know he spent a lot of money putting the show together.
Yeah.
But a lot of folks seemed sort of unimpressed with his stage presence. I don't know if he does much live work. And maybe that was the sort of point of all of the dancers and all of the stage and spectacles to try and, you know, give with one hand for, you know, for...
I was hoping he would come out with, if you've seen his latest music video, the plastic surgery, fake plastic surgery face.
Maybe tie that in. Yeah.
Because he had all the dancers with the... the mummy wrapped faces. I thought, he's going to come out with the mummy wrapped face, then pull it off and he'll be the plastic surgeon. No, nothing. I was waiting for it.
And then Miley ripped it up.
Yeah, before the show.
When? Was that before?
Yeah, it was like a live stream before.
Okay, so she wasn't actually there.
No.
Right.
It was just like a pre-show.
Still pretty impressive though, because she was there with Billy Idol and there was all sorts of stuff. And she had an interesting song selection, like a nice retro song selection for, you know, for a mixed crowd. It was probably a good selection. Anyway.
So look, big event, but there was some football playing, was there? Who won?
Yeah. Well, the 150-year-old.
Tom Brady.
He took them.
Still going.
He took them to victory, and he still will be he was in 2050. How about that? Sorry.
He's going to go back in time, is he?
Anyway, so there you go. The spectacle over and done with.
Yeah.
No new cases announced yesterday in amongst all of that.
Mm.
I know we were all diverted by the Super Bowl. Hopefully we'll go unplugged or at least mask-free Sunday.
Yes.
That's when it all kicks in.
Midnight Saturday night, rip them off.
Now, Roger Cook clarified the mask situation, and why not? Mm. You know, a week and a half.
Everyone's confused about it. So when I'm in a pub and I want to take a drink, can I take it off? Yes.
And why not? A week and a half in sounds the perfect time to set the rules up for everybody.
Yeah.
But basically, when you leave home, except for vigorous exercise, it's needed.
You have to put it on.
So driving on your own, not needed.
Yeah.
But if you go through a drive-through, yes, you do. You need it in the drive-thru. With passengers, now here's the tricky bit. It seems like it's needed. Now, it's bizarre because I look at the way that Perth Now's reported it versus the ABC, and they seem to have come to completely different conclusions from the same press conference, and I don't know how this happens. So the deal is with your household, right, if you're driving with members of your household, you won't get fined, but the police will know that you're part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem if you're in the car with your mask on.
So they could possibly pull you over if you don't have masks on.
That's right.
Then they will let you go because you're from the same household.
That's what I believe is the case.
You're wasting time.
The ABC reports that you need to wear it by law. The quote from Roger Cook is you need to wear it by law if you're in a car with more than one person.
Right.
But Perth Now says you should, but you don't have to. But basically, it seems like the best advice is to wear a mask in the car with more than one person.
Look, the police aren't going to fine you. They're doing the common sense check, I believe.
I tell you what, though, lucky we've got Mon.
Just put it on.
Mon and Marion looking after things from here because, like, the standard of effort that from most journalists, it's fair to say, this week has not been high.
It is confusing, isn't it?
I know, but people have made fun of the things that people have asked in press conferences of recent times.
I feel like they're trying to get another running with a kebab quote out of him.
Sometimes
the questions are so stupid. You're like, you're just trying to get a funny quote out of him, aren't you?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Get a giggle out of Mark.
Anyway, look, hopefully that'll come together. I don't think Mark was in the mood for that last time I saw him doing a press conference. But anyway, so look, if you can, look, probably best just take it, wear it, probably. Yeah. And look, Sunday it might all go away.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
No new COVID cases as of yesterday in WA. Woo! So let's hope that the donuts just keep on rolling, if you know what I'm saying. So that we can move back to naked faces come Valentine's.
Can you imagine?
I know. Breeze on your face outside.
Oh, and moist skin.
I know.
Thank goodness.
Being able to go for a walk or, you know, get outside and play with the kids in the park. Face free. Well, actually,
you
still need to have a face on, obviously.
Put your face on if that's all right.
Mask free. Yeah, good. Now, if you want to get involved in some citizen science to combat mozzies, why don't you join Mozzie Monitors?
Yeah.
They'll send you a trap and you download the app. And boom,
catch all them mozzies with Ross River.
Well, yeah, you set it up, then take a pic of the contents and they kind of do some studies into it.
Mm.
So go to mozziemonitors.com if you want to find out more about that. And a couple of sneaky ones for you. It's National Pineapple, well, not pineapple, it's National Pizza Day. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it Pineapple Pizza Day, nice. That's totally up to you. So
Hawaiian, the way it should be.
Hats off to our Italian friends. Feb 9 is also safer Internet Day.
Okay.
So I think, obviously, wear a seatbelt.
Whilst operating the internet.
That's right, yeah. And possibly a helmet and goggles. Don't forget goggles, people. Or at the very least, pants.
Pants. Yeah. That's always a good option if you're doing Zoom calls, especially. Or just don't stand up.
Especially, yeah, that too. Look, a lot of things to take on board. What you eat is important for your brain health, right? I think we can all agree on that one. Turns out wine and cheese might be your best friend.
Good. That's good news.
I thought you'd like it. Iowa State Uni researchers studied almost 2,000 people in the UK over a 10-year period, and they concluded cheese by far was shown to be the most protective food against age-related cognitive problems, especially late in life.
Mm.
The daily consumption of alcohol, particularly red wine, was related to improvements in cognitive function.
Mm.
Weekly consumption of lamb, but not other red meats, was shown to improve long-term cognitive prowess. And excessive consumption of salt is bad, but only individuals already at risk for Alzheimer's necessarily needed to watch their intake to avoid issues over time. So less salt, more lamb, cheese, and wine.
Wow.
And as for us,
the sound of that could be worse.
And who wouldn't? And for us with lactose issues, I'm reading that as an invite to double down on the wine. As a medical researcher, I think that's the best advice that I can give you.
Well, if you can't have cheese, up the wine dose.
I feel like it. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to balance.
Interchangeable.
It's called balanced diet,
yep.
Nikki.
Okay.
Good. Here we go. Carry on.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And delivering today's entertainment report on horseback, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Oh, boy. The Super Bowl was on yesterday with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking out the title. But what we really care about is the halftime show, right?
Apparently.
And the weekend he delivered, performing his biggest hits alongside mummy face wrapped performers.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this. Explanation as to the mummy wraps, by the way.
No, he probably should have. It was kind of like he assumed everyone had been following on from his album. Like, yeah, but anyway.
Anyway, no.
No. Perth even got a shout out during the event.
Hey, while we have a second, just want to say we're thinking about all the people been impacted by those bushfires in Perth, Western Australia. A lot of lost property impacting people's lives. And just want you to know we're thinking about you and wishing for the best to get through this whole thing.
It is nice. I feel like he didn't mean lost property as in like somebody's lost their scarf, obviously.
No.
But it did, I know that they were making an effort. It just seemed like a really odd thing for them to say.
It was odd that they knew who we were, but it was lovely.
And awkwardly phrased too. But anyway,
someone
we'll
got the memo to them and we loved it.
Bring it on.
Miley Cyrus also performed a pre-show gig, tearing up during her performance of Wrecking Ball, then covering White Wedding with legend Billy Idol.
Make a lovely couple.
They do. She should have done the halftime show.
You've said it now. You can't take it back.
Now, there was also a surprise Fast and Furious 9 teaser that aired during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The world has a way of changing, but there's one thing that always stays the same. You miss the old life.
Do you?
Every day.
Is Vin Diesel living his life in slow motion? Is that why his voice is so deep?
I don't know. It seems to be getting deeper. Anyway, Helen Mirren's character, Magdalene Shaw, even makes an appearance in this clip. So make sure you check it out. Yes, Helen Mirren is going to be in the next Fast and Furious. You heard right. F9 drops May 26th.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.